Ambassador Bruce Hayman, formerly the ambassador to Canada from the United States, is joining us. And as you just heard, as you just have, I'm sure you've seen this, Ambassador, that Jeff Sessions has recused himself now of this investigation into the Russian involvement in any part of the election in 2016. And that's at this moment, I mean, this is just a few minutes ago, within the last half hour that he did this, but clearly people are, applauding this move. And I think that, I guess the real question is, how much, in your sense, because obviously as Ambassador of Canada, Russia is a big international issue for the United States, always has been, strategic adversary since World War II, and Canada has a huge frontier border with Russia, right? So what is it that is there something that we need to know about this attempted warming with Russia? Is this to be believed, do you think?
Well, first of all, good to be here. And I'm sorry I wasn't chatting with you just previously on the Blackhawks. I did have some friends ask me if I was going to be in Montreal on the 14th to see the Blackhawks play. But the other thing, bro, is, you know, it's interesting what you see out there, but Merriam-Webster online today, the number one word where people were researching what the definition was recuse. And so this is the word of the day, and I'm glad to see the Attorney General has made this decision. I think that, you know, one of the things that is so disturbing after spending a number of years serving our government at the ambassadorial level and getting intelligence briefings, I will tell you, the Russians are up to no good. They've been up to no good. They do not have in any way, shape, or form our interests in mind. In fact, to the contrary, they're constantly looking to disrupt U.S. Influence in the world. But not only that, they invade their next-door neighbor against international treaties that they've had. They have taken Crimea. They have had war crimes in Syria, and now we have seen the National Security Advisor having to resign because of his contact with the Russians. We have now the Attorney General who is now correcting his statement and saying he, in fact, met with the Russian ambassador several times. And, you know, we also have factually that they did try very hard to influence our election. The Russians are up to no good, and we need to be suspect. And regardless of party, I'll tell you, Senator McCain, I think, has this right in his perspective. And I think that others are falling in line in terms of that perspective. But the Russians, you know, look, whether it's doping in the Olympics and trying to get an advantage, they're constantly trying to get an advantage in the world, and that advantage is against us. And I think we have to be suspect of what they do and how they do it. And I think that's the role, while we engaged with them and Lavrov and Kerry engaged with each other and the president, Putin, had engagement. It was very clear to those of us in the embassies that we would not do anything with the Russians that were to be nice. It was only necessary. Well, and from my perspective, I did not initiate or try to have interactions with the Russian ambassador in Canada, albeit he really worked that hard to try to curry favor over to me and to my deputy and try to do things, which, you know,
let me ask you about
caught
that.
The surprise of us.
Because you've been an ambassador, and very few of us have, or really understand the true workings and the nuances of being in that position. And the decision to even accept meetings, talk about that, how that's done. And once they're in a meeting, if some topics come up that perhaps are taboo or you don't want to be engaged with, how is all of that handled?
So I can speak from my own experience in the directions we had. One of the things that you do when you first arrive is, as a new ambassador, you go out and you meet the dean of the diplomatic corps, which just so happens to be the longest serving ambassador in the community, which in this particular case was the Russian ambassador. And that was the first thing I had to deal with, was, am I going to go meet with the Russian ambassador? And we made a decision, while it was protocol to do that, I was not going to do that. And that was my choice. But it was also recommended that it was not necessary. I never invited him to 4th of July events. I never invited him into my embassy. And I had daily briefings, intelligence briefings from all of our various intelligence agencies on the things that were going on in the world. And look, for those of us who are on the radio today, I will tell you some large part of some of the things that happened have been in the media. And so not disclosing anything, I reviewed the Ukraine and Syria and, you know, the kinds of things that they're doing. These are not what I would consider to be our friends. We do engage with them, and we need to at various points, but we would never conceive of me going into a private meeting with the Russian ambassador by myself without note takers, without, you know, other people who would be around me. Now, I didn't have those meetings, but if I were to have those meetings, I would go alone.
And Jeff Sessions
did say there were people, there were staffers in the room, several staffers, junior and senior staffers.
Right, and he had two, he said two retired military at colonel rank who are on his staff who were in the room as well with him at that time. But see, now that, see, that's the problem with his statement to the Senate when he was being going through his confirmation process, which is that he said he doesn't remember it, but there were a lot of people in that room with him in a one, what is technically a one-on-one conversation between the ambassador and himself in September of 2016. We're not talking about what happened in Cleveland where he was a part of a group of people meeting with the Russian, there was a Russian ambassador there. And that is something that does happen. It's a little unusual. The Russian ambassador in the United States, you keep hearing him referred to as the spy master of the United States and as a guy, the number one recruiter of spies in the United States. Now, the Russians have pushed back on that. A Russian spokeswoman.
Is that a surprise?
Yes.
They say yes, he is.
No. Yeah. It's not a surprise. But they were calling it false news, and it was a very, very tense confrontation that a Russian spokeswoman had with a CNN reporter in Moscow earlier today.
I saw it actually, and I was surprised that she used the exact same language that Spicer used in the White House in terms of the whole fake news and turning on CNN. It was almost verbatim.
Yeah. I wonder, you got to remember what Barack Obama did too, and I don't know if you can comment on this, Ambassador, but Barack Obama in his sanctions, there was what they were calling a nest of spies, at least in the press, was that home, it was kind of a mansion, I believe it was on Long Island, where there were these, that it was a retreat for Russian folks here. And they said that was basically just a nest of spies, people who were working corporate espionage and governmental espionage and stuff like that in the United States. I mean, we know that this is going on. We know that we hope we're doing it there. We know they're doing it here. And I cannot believe that we are at this point, and I cannot believe that Republicans, I got to just say this, I cannot believe Republicans who have been incredibly hawkish, I mean, going back to the Reagan era, and, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall and all of these things, have now find themselves in a position of defending an administration that is trying to cozy up to an aggressive strategic adversary.
It is unbelievable, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, I view myself as fairly balanced, while progressive on social causes, fairly conservative on economic and military and other things that we do. So I feel I represent more, the middle of our country as opposed to the wings of the far left and far right. But I've always associated hawkishness toward the Russian Empire, so to speak, by the Republicans. They were the hawkest of all hawks, when it came to Russia. And so for many of these Republicans right now to bite their lip and be supportive of
it's pretty hard to believe.
The administration is, and a term that I like right now, country over party. At some point you have to stand up and you have to literally say, okay, I get it. You're Republican or you're Democrat or you're on the left or you're on the right. I get all this, but this is of such strategic importance. And so I think we're at a point where we need an independent body to actually look at this. And of course, Democrats are going to be calling for that. But the reality is that it's going to be the Republicans who are going to end up capitulating to agree to that when it happens.
All right. Ambassador, thank you very much. Appreciate
it. Thank you, Ambassador.
Ambassador Bruce Hayman.
Pleasure.
Formerly the ambassador from the United States to Canada.
You're not seeing either party really rise above partisanship right now. I mean, let's be fair about that. It just, you know, it's so hard as you know, regular citizens to try to even understand sometimes what is happening, because the information you get from Congress is just, you know, it seems to be a partisan. It's just purely partisan. There's very few people rising above that.
Right. I see this partisanship happening in ways that disturb me. I don't like the partisanship, and I don't like what has gone on here with the death of the Navy SEAL in Yemen.
Right.
I was totally bothered by the politicization mm-hmm. of what happened at Benghazi. I'm equally bothered by the politics being played with the death of this young American hero.
Right.
And it's you know, trying to make it, you know, the president of the United States has very tough calls to make. And that was an operation that was already designed by the previous administration in the Pentagon. You got to remember that that's where it comes. They then come to the president and go, you know, do we go or do we not go? And mm-hmm. President Trump said, yes, go. And it is not. And when you have a tragic outcome like that, now they're talking about the amount of intel that they receive from it, which appears to be pretty robust. Mm-hmm. I just don't like the fact that, you know, that everybody wants to play politics. And I think the Democrats are totally wrong to play politics with that right now. And I thought in the Benghazi situation, too, it was OK to play politics with Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama claiming that the Benghazi issue was around that video.
Up. Right. That part of it was right. Truly.
But about the operation
investigation
itself, I thought
right.
was too political and a
second guess all those decisions.
An inappropriate political argument. And this is as well. Now, in the meantime, I still want to make sure the Russians, you know, haven't compromised anybody in the White House. And I think that most Americans want to do that mm-hmm. as well. Speaking of Russian complication, here is Violetta Pidermedic with the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.